How do emotional support animals help with mental health? By WatsonDogProducts.com. Discover the remarkable impact of emotional support animals, ESAs, on mental health. These special pets, recognized by mental health professionals, offer valuable companionship and emotional support to individuals with disabilities and mental health conditions. ESAs are not just regular pets, they provide a unique kind of support that can significantly improve well-being. Whether it's a dog, cat, or another type of animal, their presence can provide a sense of calm, reduce anxiety, and uplift spirits. The role of ESAs in mental health extends beyond simple companionship. These animals may help individuals cope with symptoms associated with various mental health conditions, including depression and anxiety. They can provide emotional comfort and a sense of security during challenging times. This blog focuses on how emotional support animals can improve mental health and enhance overall well-being. Explore the guidelines for obtaining an ESA designation, learn about legal rights, and gain insights into the benefits of having these incredible animals by your side. What are emotional support animals? Emotional support animals, ESAs, are pets that provide comfort and companionship to people with mental or emotional disabilities. Unlike service animals, which are trained to perform specific tasks for people with physical disabilities, ESAs do not need any special training and can be any type of animal. However, to qualify as an ESA, the animal must be prescribed by a licensed mental health professional who determines that the animal is essential for the person's well-being. One of the main differences between ESAs and service animals is that ESAs do not have the same legal rights and protections as service animals. Service animals can accompany their owners in public places where pets are not normally allowed, such as restaurants, hotels, and airplanes. ESAs, on the other hand, are only allowed in housing and air travel under certain conditions and with proper documentation. Some common animals that can be emotional support animals are dogs, cats, rabbits, birds, hamsters, horses. ESAs can be a great source of comfort and support for people with cognitive or emotional disabilities. However, they are not a substitute for professional treatment and should be used as part of a comprehensive mental health plan. Benefits of emotional support animals. The benefits of ESAs are well documented, and their positive impact on mental health is undeniable. Healthcare providers recognize the tremendous value that emotional support dogs and other animals provide to individuals with emotional or psychiatric disabilities. Emotional support animals are not just ordinary pets. They play a crucial role in providing the specific support needed by their owners. Petting an animal, interacting with them, or simply having their comforting presence can significantly improve mood, reduce loneliness, and increase overall well-being. Some of the benefits of emotional support animals. Reduce anxiety and stress. Studies have shown that petting an animal can release oxytocin, a hormone that has calming effects. ESAs can also provide a sense of security and comfort, which can help to reduce anxiety and stress. Improve mood and well-being. ESAs can help to improve mood by providing a distraction from negative thoughts and feelings. They can also help to increase feelings of well-being by providing a sense of purpose and belonging. Help with coping with trauma or PTSD. ESAs can be a great source of support for people who are coping with trauma or PTSD. They can provide comfort and companionship, and they can also help to reduce anxiety and stress. Provide reasonable accommodation. In some cases, ESAs may be considered reasonable under the ADA. This means landlords and employers may be required to allow ESAs in their facilities. How to qualify for an emotional support animal? ESAs are animals that provide friendship and emotional support to people with cognitive health conditions. Here's how to qualify for an emotional support animal. The first step is to consult a licensed counselor or psychotherapist who can evaluate your needs and determine if an ESA would be an emotional support for you. ESAs are specifically recognized for providing comfort and support to individuals with mental health conditions. Once you have obtained a recommendation from a mental health professional stating the need for an ESA, you can begin the process of obtaining one. While there is no specific certification or registration for ESAs, it is important to note that they are different from service animals trained to perform specific tasks. Dogs are the most common type of ESA, but other animals may be helpful depending on individual circumstances. While support animals can provide a sense of purpose and numerous emotional benefits, it is essential to understand the legal rights and responsibilities that come with having an ESA. Remember, support animals should not be mistaken as regular pets. They serve a specific role in providing emotional support, and the benefits of pet ownership for individuals with mental health conditions can be significant. Responsibilities of emotional support animal owners. Unlike service animals, ESAs do not require specialized training. However, having an ESA also comes with some challenges and responsibilities. For instance, you need to make sure that your ESA is healthy, happy, and well-trained. You also need to be aware of the laws and regulations that apply to ESAs. For example, under the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, ESAs are not considered service animals and do not have the same rights of access to public places as service dogs. However, under the Fair Housing Act, FHA, and the Air Carrier Access Act, ACAA, you may be entitled to reasonable accommodation for your ESA in housing and air travel. ESAs are different from service animals, which are individually trained to do work or perform tasks for people with physical disabilities. ESAs do not need to be trained to do any specific work, but they can offer therapeutic benefits by their presence and friendship. However, having an ESA also comes with some responsibilities and challenges. Here are some of the things that ESA owners should know and do. Proper care and training of ESAs. ESA owners should make sure that their animals are healthy, happy, and well-behaved. They should provide adequate food, water, shelter, exercise, grooming, and veterinary care. They should also train them to follow basic commands and socialize with other animals and people. ESA owners should also have proper identification and documentation for their animals, such as tags, collars, vests, or certificates. Public etiquette for ESAs. ESA owners should respect the rights and preferences of other people and property owners when taking their animals in public places. They should keep their animals under control and clean up after them. They should also follow the rules and regulations in different settings, such as housing, transportation, or workplaces. ESA owners should understand the difference between service animals and emotional support animals and their different rights and access under federal, state, and local laws. Legal consequences of misrepresenting an animal as an emotional support animal. ESA owners should not lie or exaggerate about their need for an ESA or their animal's qualifications. They should not try to pass off their pets as ESAs without a legitimate need or a letter from a licensed psychologist. They should also not try to pass off their ESAs as service animals or claim that they have more rights or access than they actually do. Misrepresenting an animal as an emotional support animal or a service animal is illegal and unethical and can result in fines, penalties, or legal action. Understanding these responsibilities is important for both the owner and the public. They provide significant mental health benefits, particularly for conditions like post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety, or depression. However, it is crucial to respect the boundaries and regulations in place to ensure that these animals maintain their integrity and continue to provide support and comfort to those in need. Frequently asked questions about emotional support animals. Can any animal be an emotional support animal? Yes, almost any domesticated animal can be an emotional support animal, as long as it is well-behaved and suitable for the owner's lifestyle and living situation. However, some animals can be more common or preferred than others, such as dogs, cats, rabbits, or birds. The main thing is that the animal should provide comfort and support to the owner and help them cope with their mental health situation. Can emotional support animals accompany their owners everywhere? No, emotional support animals cannot accompany their owners everywhere. Unlike service animals, which are trained to perform specific tasks for people with physical disabilities, emotional support animals do not have the same rights of access to public places under the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA. However, emotional support animals may be entitled to reasonable accommodation in housing and air travel under the Fair Housing Act, FHA, and the Air Carrier Access Act, ACAA. This means that landlords and airlines cannot discriminate against or charge extra fees to people with emotional support animals, unless they can show that the animal poses a threat or nuisance to others or causes undue hardship to their business. Can landlords or airlines deny emotional support animals? Landlords and airlines can deny emotional support animals only in certain circumstances. For example, they can deny an emotional support animal if the owner does not have a letter from a licensed psychologist that states that they have a mental health situation, and that an emotional support animal may benefit them. The animal is not well behaved and causes damage or disturbance to the property or other people. The animal is too large or exotic for the space or safety regulations. The owner does not follow the rules and policies regarding emotional support animals, such as providing proper identification and documentation, keeping the animal under control and clean, or respecting the rights and preferences of others. Conclusion. In this blog post, we have learned how emotional support animals, ESAs, can help with mental health by providing solace, friendship, and support to people who have emotional or mental disabilities. We have also discussed how to qualify for an ESA, how to choose the best kind of animal for your needs, and how to take care of your ESA. We have also reviewed some of the benefits and challenges of having an ESA, as well as some of the legal considerations and responsibilities that ESA owners should be aware of. However, having an ESA also requires commitment and respect. ESA owners should make sure that their animals are healthy, happy, and well-behaved. They should also respect the rights and preferences of other people and property owners when taking their animals in public places. They should also follow the rules and regulations regarding emotional support animals in different settings, such as housing, transportation, or workplaces. If you have a mental health situation and think that an ESA may be helpful for you, you should consult with a licensed mental health professional who can assess your situation and provide you with a letter that states your need for an emotional support animal. You should also do some research on the kind of animal that suits your lifestyle and living situation. You should also be prepared to take good care of your ESA and enjoy the benefits of pet ownership. Emotional support animals can be a great source of support and comfort for people with mental health issues. They can help their owners improve their quality of life and well-being. If you have an ESA or are thinking of getting one, we hope that this blog post has been informative and helpful for you. Thank you for reading.